Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The global financial oligarchy that owns our military-industrial complex in almost every state, county, city, state government, federal government, is making a consolidation move. He's been a stockbroker. He's been in all sorts of financial trading businesses. He's been in the precious metals business for more than 25 years. He's Ted Anderson. Ted, is there any doubt in your mind, I mean, we have the declarations from him, that this is being done by design? B, from what you've seen in the past, we've never had anything this bad, but how do you see this unfolding in the short term and the long term?
Well, even short-term, long-term, same thing. I mean, well, the problem we have right now is the United States dollar is losing its world-class status. People are no longer using U.S. dollar as a second alternative to their own currencies. When I say people of other nations, they used to have great reserves of U.S. dollar in hand and on stock because of the Bretton Woods Agreement. The United States dollar was exchangeable for gold and silver for foreigners, even though it was illegal to own here in the United States after 1933. While Nixon had the problem with the Vietnam War going on and deficit spending, that the United States dollar was falling so fast and gold was going up so quick that Fort Knox was going to be emptied. And in order to stop that from happening, he raised the price of gold first from $36 to $44 an ounce, $42 an ounce. And then the dollar continued to plummet, so he just shut the gold window completely and ended the Bretton Woods Agreement. Since then, there has been no limitation as far as to how much money can be printed and how much deficit spending that can go on. Since 1972, we had an economic collapse practically in 1980 when Jimmy Carter was in office.
And the climate financially was far better than it is now. To explain to people, we have only, in physical buying power, according to the numbers I've seen about 20% of dollar value reduction of what it really should. We're talking about a few cents a dollar maximum in real value in it now, but we haven't seen that fully take effect. How long until we see those effects start to come into play? I mean, if we're at 12 to 14% inflation last year, they're talking openly about 20% this year. This is going to be just absolute bedlam.
Well, it is, Alex, and here's the issue. I mean, the dollar is falling real hard, so foreigners that are sitting on these reserves want to sell their reserves. At the same time, the market's not big enough to absorb them. If the Chinese started dumping their $1.3 trillion worth of cash and bonds and bills into the marketplace to trade back into some more stronger currency, they'll set up a stampede with other countries as well, and the entire portfolios will be wiped out. So they're sitting in a situation where they know that their value of their resource is going down and very fast, but if they try to sell it, it goes down even faster, so they're just trying to quietly get rid of it.
You believe that Roberts is openly talking about total collapse?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Craig Roberts is more likely to tell you to be in the stock market and everything's going to be rosy and good. I mean, this guy's not a gold bug. This guy is more of a what I would consider an institutional type investor, and this guy is telling you that you got to get out. That's amazing. And it's not just Craig Roberts. There's a lot of them out there that right now that are talking the same tune. And people that are in historically have been real positive about the economy and saying real strong things about the dollar. But right now there's too many irons in the fire. Like you said, it's a perfect storm. You have too many U.S. dollars, too many bonds, too many treasury notes. Like Ron Paul says, we're borrowing.
We've got all the states now trying to demand their institutional investment back according to contract, and the funds they're in are saying, sorry, the money isn't there. They AAA rated junk. I mean, this is, Ted, I'm freaked out. I mean, I keep trying to explain to people, we're not joking around about, as bad as you think it is now, folks, we're sitting on top of a pile of dynamite with a flamethrower.
Well, that's exactly right. If you're not, if you're frightened about your investments in the U.S. dollar, you should be. And if you're not, you got your head in the sand. You're going to get wiped out.
Folks need to give you a call, Ted, at 800-686-2237. Again, 800-686-2237. The Alex Jones special to get gold and silver at the prices it was a few weeks ago. If not, you'll pay the current price. It's still a good deal. Give them a call. Ted, thanks for the analysis.
Yeah, you bet. Anytime.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jerry, David, Aaron, Jeannie, Bob, others, your calls are coming up. Bob Chapman, international forecaster, who is one of the top forecasters on the planet. He's had two of the biggest newsletters ever in history. His calls have been spot on about 97% of the time. He'll be joining us coming up in about 25 minutes into the third hour, taking your questions, your comments here. There's so many facets to this, but I mean, here's just the basics in layman's terms. They try to make it overly complex on the news, or they only focus on certain sectors of the economy, and really it's a lot of hyperbole. The fact that we've really been in recession for decades, but it's been deep for 6 years, the average income has been $1,000 less per year than it was the previous year, and they call that a booming economy. Quote, economy growth is at 1.4% right now. That's with conservative inflation at about 12 to 14%. Different groups have different numbers. It could be as high as 20, especially in some commodities like gold and energy, fuel, natural gas. But you have most people are tapped out. In January of 2007, using 2006 numbers, it only got worse the next year, but the number's always about a year behind. We passed the way mark. So to be technical, in 2007, they announced that in mid-2006, we crossed the way mark to be in the most indebted we've ever been in our history. The previous record for private, corporate, institutional debt was in the depths of the Depression in December of 1933. That is the depth. That was the depth of a country, and that means individuals as well, in negative asset, negative savings position. We are now over a year and a half into that, and the numbers haven't been released because they come out every 2 years. That's when the feds release those. But we'll be finding out soon, and it's clear that it's only getting deeper. So credit cards are all coming due. Big banks are reporting. I mean, I literally have probably 100 articles here in front of me, and I would imagine 10, 15 of them, I didn't count them, are about how Bank of America, Wachovia, on and on and on and on and on. Bank of America, third largest bank in the U.S., global bank, but a customer bank, retail bank. They are reporting zero profits for last year. Zero profits, and their stock's going down, and you can bet your bottom dollar those are cookbooks as well because of credit card defaults. And as we go into the middle of 2008, that's when the credit card defaults really accelerate. And you look at the 2009, it's many times worse than it will be in the middle of this year. So it isn't just the debt unraveling on the subprime mortgages, the bad loans, the jumbo loans. It's just everywhere. Meanwhile, we're talking $1 trillion a year plus for the military. The government is racing ahead, spending billions per major city. I mean, billions. It was like $5 billion they spent in 1 year in Boston a couple years ago, $2 billion in New York, $500-something million in Dallas, but that was only for cameras and microphones. Then if you added up the rest of the money, it was over $1 billion for spying, tracking, police being issued systems that look through walls, license plate reading scanners on top cars, government just spending wildly everywhere, telling the banks, telling the insurance companies, telling the apartments, don't enforce, let the illegals not have IDs, but enforce on citizens. I mean, it is all by design, a mass raping. What do you do if you're a cop? They're making $35,000 a year if you're lucky. What, a new cop's making about 30. A guy's been in 4, 5, 6 years, maybe 35 grand. Been in there a decade, you're making 40 grand, or you're a senior person, maybe 50. 50 grand, you could live pretty good on that. I mean, you can go back to the old story about how my parents, my mom's parents, I think they bought a house for like $3,000-$4,000 in Hyde Park, Austin, a nice three-bedroom home. And when that I saw that thing sell, it hadn't been in the family in decades, but when I saw it sell, I happened to see it online, and when it sold for over $1 million. That is devaluation in the currency. A three-bedroom home, of course it isn't a trendy area, in Hyde Park, Austin, $1 million. This is not New York. This is not San Francisco. This is not Hollywood. This is not the Hamptons in New York. This is Austin, Texas. That is fiat. That house, again, was $3,000 back in the 50s. And how much is it today? I don't know. I remember them telling me the value of the house was like $3,000 when they moved into it. The point is that's the type of things that are going on. I remember buying a new Mustang when I was a senior in high school with money I'd saved, and then my dad gave me part of the down payment. I remember buying a brand new green 8-cylinder Mustang that would go, 165 miles an hour, and boy, did I have fun with it. Not that I ever drove that fast, wink, wink. I remember buying that for like $12,000. Folks, that was only, let me see, I'm 33, I'm 34 in a couple days, February 11th. So that was 3, 10, and 2. 15 years ago, I bought a Mustang for $12,000 fully loaded with leather seats. Do you know how much a Mustang is? Do you know how much it cost? I happened to see a loaded Mustang in a parking lot, well, let me think of this, a few months ago, and guess how much it cost? $30,000. That is a more than doubling in 15 years. Now, you're maxed out on your credit cards. You've got two mortgages. You've been living off of that. You thought the value in your home and the growth of it would get you out of the hole you're in. Everything's going up. Everything is more expensive. Everything. I mean, I was in Dallas taking, you know, the people we were interviewing out to dinner just to mid-level restaurants that would have been $20 a plate 5 years ago, because I've been to those restaurants, and it was $30, $35 a plate. I was shocked. We'd go to a cheap barbecue place the next night to save money. A plate of barbecue would be $16, $17. I'm talking about some barbecue beans, some coleslaw, some brisket, and some sausage. That's just basic money. My business, tons of money comes in. 90-something percent of it goes out. I try to save a little just so if everything went to hell in a handbasket, I could keep people employed for 2-3 months. But at least I'm not fully leveraged out in debt. I'm not in a great position, and I'm in a heavenly position compared to some people. Because I don't really take vacations and don't wear fancy clothes and things like that. I got a little bit of money saved for my children. You know, putting $200, $300 back a month for them for years, for 5-6 years. And what do I have? A paltry sum in a bank account that's been devalued since I started saving by 60%. I got gold in a safety deposit box. But they could come and take that anytime. But you sure can't have it on you because somebody will break in and take it. It isn't even that much gold. Enough to run this business for a month. And imagine, it's everywhere. It's everybody. And as things get worse and worse, heaven help us. What are you going to do as the dollar's being devalued, even if it stays the same, if inflation stays the same, but it's compound? I know my grandmother didn't have a lot of money when my grandfather got so sick he had to be put in a nursing home because, you know, he'd had all these strokes and heart attacks. And she had a little bit of savings, but she had to basically spend that, give it away to charity, because she couldn't afford to put him in the nursing home if he was going to live more than just a few years. He did die about a year later. And so she spent a little bit of money she had so that Medicare, Medicaid would pay for him at the, you know, at a decent place. And God love my uncle and my aunt. They did go see him every day. Was out of town in Lano, so I could only go see him every few months. But she's living on Social Security, folks, and she buys nothing except a little bit of food. Her little house is paid for, and she doesn't have any money anymore because for at least 4 years it's been over 10% inflation a year, and they only increase her check by 2% a year. She got a 40-plus percent reduction in the buying power of her Social Security check. She worked her whole life till she was like 70 years old at a local print company here in Austin. And she doesn't have anything. And the money she's got in the bank was down to like $5,000. That's all she had in the world. And I want to be able to take care of her, and I'm not even in a proper position down the road to take care of her. That's why I've told my dad he better hustle and get some money in. He doesn't have that much, and he's a successful oral surgeon and dentist. After he pays 40% taxes. Again, I said I'd take your calls. It's just I'm telling you personally what my life's like, and I'm in a better position than most of the yuppies I know in the middle-class neighborhood I live in. I talk to them, and they talk about how, yeah, they don't own their house, and they don't own their cars, and they're laying people off. You know, one guy works at a food service, you know, delivery company. Not Cisco, it's the other one. He's a high-level manager, but he's up for retirement. And he isn't even sure if he can keep living the lifestyle he lives in. And that's people that are in good positions. That's people that, I mean, most people I know, and all the college people I know, are in debt up to their eyeballs. They have nothing. They have no future. And we're going into a long, dark winter, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said. Jerry, David, Aaron, Jeannie, Bob, we're going to get to you. You'll also get to talk to Bob Chapman, a lot of you. We're going to have open phones when he's on with us, international forecaster. But even if it just continues this slide, what is it going to do to all the elderly? The people who paid their whole lives into Social Security, and Social Security is being destroyed by inflation. What are they going to do? What are we going to do? And it's all the stinking New World Order.
is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
All right, let's go to Jerry in Indiana. Thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, buddy?
Oh, well, pretty crazy times.
All right. I just want to plug a couple of things. Thanks to everybody for the Martin Luther King money bomb yesterday. It was a success, regardless of whether anybody thinks it was or not.
Well, I mean, what other politician can raise over $2 million in one day?
Exactly. I'd like to also plug, we've got RonPaulRacing.com coming up. We're working on the site right now. Anybody can go there and donate to try to get Ron Paul on a NASCAR. And also, we're going to have another money bomb on tax day. We're either going to call it the tax day money bomb or we're going to call it the George Bush stimulus package money bomb, whichever anybody chooses.
All right, I appreciate that. Yeah, right now is the time to push Ron Paul, regardless. He's in the debates. He's educating people about the currency, devaluation, inflation tax, the New World Order. We're winning the hearts and minds, regardless. We should have done a story. I mean, we posted some at PrisonPlanet.com. But we get desensitized and conditioned, too, dealing with the fact that Fox News said that Ron, well, they didn't even show what place he came in, and they gave McCain second place when Ron Paul actually won it. He actually won by a percentage point, and they just didn't put him up and just said McCain got second. And the media announced that. I mean, that's a level of lying. David in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, David.
You doing okay today, Alex?
Yes, sir.
You seem a little more optimistic than you did last week. Listen, I Googled some of your videos just one day. I had some time at work, and you had a video, I guess, several years old where you confronted George Bush before, I think it was probably before he was president. You asked him about the CFR and the Federal Reserve, and they arrested you and took you out of the room. Is that on one of your films?
No,
or
it's not.
Just something somebody got a hold of and put it on Google Video?
Yes, that is just on the Internet.
Okay. Well, anyway, sir, I don't want to take up a lot of your time. I'm looking forward to your next two films. We always get a carload of people from San Antonio and drive them up to Austin to see your films at the Draft House. But I just want to encourage you, sir. You sounded kind of down last week, and, you know, you got more friends than you think you do, and I just hope you keep up the fight, Alex. You inspired a lot of us, and I don't think you realize that sometimes.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I try to not make it about me. It's just I'm very upset and freaked out about what's happening. They're doing it all. Mexican government to run $100 million worth of propaganda ads saying get rid of our borders. Total corruption, the grid going in place. I mean, they're destroying the economy. Everything the globalists said they do, they're doing. That means all the rest of the stuff they said they're going to do, they're going to do. I mean, this is serious. Aaron in Ohio. Aaron, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. The reason I'm calling is because I've noticed within the past month or so, there's been a huge increase in TV and radio commercials where they're offering instant cash if you just send in your old gold. You know, they advertise how great and easy it is. If you just send it in, you get instant cash. I was just wondering if you've noticed this and what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, they give you below spot on most of those for your old rings or necklaces or for your fillings, and that's because gold is only going up in value, and they know the market believes that it's going to only go up above 1,000 instead of just 900 and something, and so the people are getting positioned.
Right, right. All right, that's pretty much it. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, my friend. Let's get another one in here. Let's talk to Jeannie in Texas. Jeannie, welcome.
Yes, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. I'm well, thank you.
I was calling in because I'm a loan officer, and I heard your information about you need to refinance your house. And I'm really a newcomer to the site and everything. I only started really paying much attention to what's going on in the world about September. And, man, have I learned a lot of stuff on the Internet, on your sites, some of your movies I've downloaded. It's just been amazing.
Well, I mean, certainly people who got loans at 6%, 7%, 8%, you know, years and years ago, they would be crazy right now to not refinance. I mean, it's not as low as it was 3, 4, 5 years ago, but it's certainly going down now.
It is going to go down. That's true. I can't believe all the things that I've learned about the CFR and the Illuminati and all these things, all these people trying to take over the world. You've been instrumental in helping me know that, and I really appreciate it. I've been spreading the word to my friends and family as well, so hopefully you'll have more and more listeners.
Well, we are. The listenership is just exploding. AM and FM affiliates, Internet listenership, shortwave listenership, and we're here just talking about basic info, but a lot of people weren't aware of it. I wasn't aware of it until I began to find out about it years ago. Anything else you'd like to add, Jeannie?
I can't use this as an advertising call because there are certain laws that regulate us as mortgage brokers.
Say what? Stay there. Stay there. I'll talk to you after the break. Then Bob Chapman's coming on. We'll be taking your calls for him as well on financial issues, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700, and let's take America back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here live. Thank you for joining us. We know who the enemy is. We know who the Global Crime Syndicate is. We know what their operation is. We understand what their plans are. They're going ahead with their attacks. We are waking the people up, though, under enemy bombardment. This is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. Bob Chapman is waiting in the wings. We're going to be talking to many of the calls here at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to go back to Jeannie. Let her finish up the point she was making before we go to Bob. But before I do that, Bob's going to be with us to the bottom of the next hour. Very thankful for him to spend an hour with us today to cover what's happening in the global financial markets and the beginning of the slide down and what he thinks is going to happen in the future. But before we do that, just briefly, I have an online video store. It also has a lot of top titles and books. The Late Great USA, Dr. Corsi, massively discounted. The Bilderberg Group by Daniel Estulin with hundreds and hundreds of photos and documents, an incredible read. You may already know all about it, but you can get the book, read it yourself, give it to friends, family. Loose Change Final Cut that I executive produced, available at Infowars.com. And when you get it, you can get a discount on Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the preeminent film exposing the North American Union, the globalist master plan, their eugenics mindset, why they love killing people, how they killed 200 million last century, just how serious these people are, that we're dealing with, very important intelligence report for you, all available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies of the books and DVDs for your collection and to spread copies of and to make copies of my films and get them out to people. Also, PrisonPlanet.tv, an armory of resistance in the Infowar. Hundreds of my weekly TV reports, hundreds of in-studio special reports, hundreds of special extras. I mean, we went back to all these extras that we didn't put in Terror Storm, put it on there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. There's 40 minutes of extras on Endgame. We took over an hour and a half of other extras we couldn't put in and put that up. Endgame 1.5 for PrisonPlanet.tv members. And the quality is almost DVD. I mean, go watch the trailers. Go watch the test trailers of the type of quality you'll be watching it in. I mean, even our low-quality stream looks as good as broadcast TV. It is crazy good. And now we got super servers. They're very expensive, but we've upgraded in the last 6 months. People love them. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for $5.95 a month, 15 cents a day. Make copies of the films, burn them to disk, give them to people, or get a year membership and get 5 months free right now. Get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. And your support also makes what we're doing here possible. But the key is get in there, burn copies of the films to disk. Any subject from martial law, the police state, to mercury in the vaccines, to GMO foods, the private nature of the New World Order, the income tax, it's all covered at PrisonPlanet.tv. Real fast, Jeannie in Texas, and I'm going to go to Bob Chapman, who I really appreciate joining us. Jeannie, you wanted to finish up something about I was discussing refinancing. You know, if you got your mortgage at 6, 7%, you'd be crazy to not refinance now, but go ahead.
Yes, that is true, and we do that on a daily basis here. I'm at Arise Mortgage in Houston. The number is 281-668-8086. That's the office number.
Jeannie, you are something else. I appreciate your call. And I do allow plugs, some plugs, but it's good to have you on board, and I'm glad that you've woken up. I mean, I guess that's the one good thing out of all this is, I guess if you got a higher interest rate, you can refinance. Okay. Bob Chapman is our guest. I really appreciate him coming on with us, international forecaster, theinternationalforecaster.com. We have links up to it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He has, of course, one of the biggest newsletters in the world. He previously had the biggest newsletter in the world until he retired. Then he came back into it, and he's been spot on all along. Bob Chapman, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me again at these exciting moments.
All right, let me just in layman terms put out what I see, and then I want you to break down the basics and then flesh it out what you forecast in the next week, the next month, the next year, where the trends are going, Bob. First off, if we have inflation way above 10%, we have now the Fed saying 75 basis points, that's going to further erode the dollar's world reserve currency position. Even though they did this, the stock market still is down from Friday, of course, closed on Martin Luther King Day. My info is the globalists are orchestrating this as a consolidation from the highest levels. The Financial Times of London, of course, are saying that. And that this is a program so that foreign interest can come in and buy up what's left, not just of the U.S., but Canada, Europe, for pennies on the dollar, but that people from, you know, millionaires up to billionaires, it's still going to hurt most of those individuals.
Well, first of all, we predicted that something like this would occur. This is a stopgap measure. The reason why is that they have not been able to solve their credit problem. They have a full-blown recession that's really been coming on for 2 years. They finally have had to recognize it. And this past weekend, others throughout the world said, no, this is not going the way that it should, and we're going to be sellers. And yesterday, in several programs that I was on, I said that I felt today when the market opened in the United States, yes, it would open down 500, and that the working group in financial markets would come into the market either before or just after the opening and try to keep the loss at between 1 and 200 points on the day. and in the gold market that they would, the gold was off in the access market, which is very thin yesterday, 1710. In London, it was off about 990. And I predicted that gold would come in off today and then go to even and end the day either even or up $5 or $10. And this is exactly what's happening. I think that the timing on this was very important to these people. If you saw the pep talk this morning on CNBC from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce by Paulson, and that was followed by the 0.75 point cut, and that was what was used as an excuse to take the market back up, so to speak, and the market will probably meander in this area for a couple of days, and then it will start to slowly seep down further until it reaches some level. The earnings that can be coming in this month and next from the past year, they're all not very good. And the second quarter, which will be April, they'll see the earnings from the first quarter, and then they're going to probably be worse. I projected no growth for the U.S. economy for this year, last November, and incidentally, I was right on the year before as well, 4 to 6% growth, and the experts said 13.5. And so we have a market that's probably going to base out somewhere between 10 and 12,000, for lack of a number, 10,000 to 10,300. And once the bad news is out on the first quarter, the market will consolidate and probably move back a couple of thousand points to the upside on the Dow until the election, unless some untoward event happens. I think that's what their plan is. They knew what they were going to do over the weekend and today, and the market being down was a perfect excuse for them to cut 0.75 percentage point rather than a quarter or a half.
Now that's an extreme. That's an extreme move. People were predicting a quarter, and they did 0.75. That must have meant that they knew that a really strong incentive was there to boost that market.
Well, I think they were instrumental in taking the market down, and I think they did it so they could cut off a 0.75 point because they're in serious trouble, and this cutting of rates is not going to do a great deal. It'll allow business to borrow more cheaply, but it's not going to help the housing market much because lenders are being much more cautious than they were before. And a president making an $800 per poor family check to them so that they can make it through this rough time, the force of that will last 3 or 4 or 5 months. That'll be the end of that.
Well, I remember. Well, the inflation, it's almost nothing. I remember getting a $100 check from Bush, and my girlfriend got one, now my wife, at the same time, right after 9/11. It was like a joke. It's like a mafia boss. It's the same thing they do in Iraq with planes flying over, dropping out $100 bills. It's a total gimmick. With massive inflation compounded, really raping people on fixed income, Social Security, with all the credit card debt starting to come due now and accelerating to the next 2 years, with all these other debt structures falling apart, AAA rated bonds and corporate paper securities that were filled with junk. I mean, what do you see on the ground, not just with the markets or dollar value? I mean, things are already bad in the economy. They tried to cover that up, as you said, but the fundamentals are so bad. I mean, I see things deepening. I mean, they tried to say it didn't exist. Now they're admitting it exists, so it's accelerating it. And they've gone from 2 weeks ago not saying that, you know, saying that there was no recession to saying we're in a recession and it could become a depression. When I start hearing depression on CNN and the McLaughlin Group, I get worried, Mr. Chapman.
Well, you should be, and everybody else should be, because that's exactly where we're headed. Again, more stopgap procedures. The economy is going down. I saw for the first time in one of the major news services, they were talking about people who were laid off and had collected checks for unemployment for 6 months, and they said that they are no longer counted. And, you know, it's the first time I've seen that happen ever. And that's why my unemployment figures are 14% and not 5%, because the government lies about everything. The CPI, which is the inflation figures, they're calling it 4.3 and a core of 2.75, and I'm calling 11.6. The Fed won't publish M3, but myself and two others do, and it looks like this month's going to come in somewhere around 15.75 to 16%. That would be for the previous month. And so the money and credit is flowing. Every 2 weeks they have a $30 billion auction, which the money secretly goes to banks that need help. And what's happening, instead of the money being paid back after 10 or 30 days, whatever the term is, they're just rolling it. And so all this monetization that's going on has got to turn into inflation, which is offsetting some of the deflation that's happening within industry, within the economy, within real estate. And they're going to have to continue to upgrade the amount of money and credit that they create, because if they don't, deflation will grab hold and the whole thing will just drop out. And so they've got to continue to inflate, and gold and silver have got to continue to go up.
Exactly. But then when the economy finally stalls, which it's now starting to do, and when all that inflation, you know, finally comes home to roost, it makes it that much worse when the jig is up.
You're absolutely right. You know, the famous newsletter writer Harry Schultz coined that term stagflation many years ago. It's the stagnation of the economy and inflation at the same time, coming out with a new word, stagflation. And that's exactly what we've got already, and it's going to get a heck of a lot worse. And that's why people should do every effort that they can to get out of debt. And if they're going to invest, they should be in gold and silver-related assets, because this is just the beginning. We've got a long way to go yet.
Yeah, there's a certain sadness I have, because even though I knew this was all going to happen, every day, every week, every month, as it just confirmed, it looks like we're going down the worst road towards total collapse and depression instead of the better road of just, you know, a long, dark winter and a prolonged 4, 5, 6 year deep recession. Every indicator looks like of the two bad roads that we know we're going down, it's going to be the worst of the two.
I agree with you, and, you know, I have the same feelings, but after almost 50 years of doing this, I put my heart in my back pocket and my sympathy there as well, and continue to just report the facts and the truth of what's going on, because if I stop to think of it just like you just did, I'd get morose, because it's a nasty situation.
Meanwhile, still a lot of mainline yuppies, and you know the types, the know-it-all, the types that you tell them, hey, you know, kids are dying in Africa, and they say, how does that affect me? You know, they're on power trips. They still have no idea that they're dancing around in a minefield. They're making no preparation. They see people losing jobs all around them, and they just giggle about it in a weird competitive way. I don't think they understand. We're talking about near total wipeout if this trend continues. And that's not just Bob Chapman. It's of course, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. It's Joseph Stiglitz. I mean, this is the real brains that are all in unison saying this.
Well, my daughter is giving talks to her children, 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, and telling them about the 1930s, and we have to be prepared for that sort of a scenario. So that's what you should be doing with your children and grandchildren and your grown children who aren't listening, because what's going to happen is they're going to be totally unprepared. They're going to go bankrupt. They're going to lose their cars and their homes and everything else if they don't get on their horses and learn what is going on and do something to combat it now.
And speaking of now, here is the perfect candidate at the perfect time. God always gives people a chance to do the right thing. And you talk about lying. I'm seeing lying reach biblical proportions. Ron Paul won by a full percentage point in Nevada. He won second place by a full percentage point. And Fox and CNN and the rest of them, I have screenshots, didn't even show him and said McCain was second place and then didn't even mention Paul. I mean, we're entering a vortex of lies that shows me the government and the media have decided to go absolutely corrupt, Mr. Chapman.
They certainly are. And they have, in their arrogance, lost all touch with the people. They are on a genuine imperial power trip, and there's no stopping them. I mean, they're going to take this right to the end. They're going to crash this economy, and they think they can get out of it, and I get news for them. There's too many people out there who suspect and know what they've been doing, and there's going to be a time for retribution.
I agree. Hitler did it. So many others have done it. They just think they're invincible. And I think they can consolidate and pull these games and rape everybody. What happens when the yuppies, Bob, find out that they've had their dollar value destroyed?
I think probably most of them will sit down and cry because they never had a bad day in their life.
And then they're going to come try to loot our houses.
I wouldn't recommend that because people like us are well prepared.
That's right. Any of you yuppies try to come busting by my door for my food, you threaten my family, I'm going to lay you down right there on the doorstep.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa de viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar al cielo infinito.
Bob Chapman's our guest. He's going to be with us into the next hour. We're going to go to your calls. Bob and Joe and Derek and Jake and Jack and many others that are patiently holding at 1-800-259-9231. Bob, we really should reintroduce you because some of my audience may not know who you are. Why don't you spend a minute or so just telling us about your evolution, military intelligence, and then getting into stock market, gold brokering, a financial writer, biggest newsletter. Back in the age of newsletters, that's a big deal, biggest financial newsletter in the world. Just spend about 60 seconds on that, and then I've got more questions.
Well, I grew up in Boston, went to university at Northeastern, was in counterintelligence. I spent several years doing that. I went into the stock brokerage business. I was there for 28 years, specializing in gold and silver related assets, gold and silver shares. And I owned my own firm for a number of years. When I retired, I had 6,000 clients. The average broker has about 200 or 300. And after a very short term of retirement, which I planned at 52 years old, last 18 or 19 years, I've been producing the International Forecaster. And we've had great success. I'm very happy that we've been able to help a lot of people and hope we can continue to do so.
Bob, and I want to get technical in the next hour and take calls, but right now, just in basics for laymen out there, what do you see? I mean, you've laid out the next 11 months, 12 months into the next election, but in the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, how long? Dr. Roberts thinks it's going to be a long, dark winter, just slowly sliding as they consolidate power and wealth, and that the globalists do believe they can control it. I mean, that's, again, what major financial papers are saying and admitting. But a lot of people are saying it's so bad they can't control it. I mean, what are people going to do on the ground who literally are becoming homeless?
I don't have an answer for the people who are homeless or in that track because the damage has been done. I think their families and friends have to help them. That's the only way out for them. The opportunities to get jobs are very, very small, and now it's very deeply affecting educated people, college degrees, who leave a job or lose a job for whatever reason. They are finding that they can't get reemployed, particularly if they're over 40 years old. Companies just don't want you anymore. And we have this continual offshoring and outsourcing, not only in manufacturing, but now we've got it at the higher levels of employment, jobs that are paying anywhere between $60,000 and $200,000 a year. We're talking about radiologists and attorneys and accountants and many, many professional areas. So this is all coming at exactly the wrong time. And, of course, we don't have any tariffs, so other countries continue to devalue their currency so they can continue to send inexpensive goods to the United States. At the same time, they're importing inflation, whatever they don't care about. And until we stop them from doing that, they're going to continue to slaughter our economy. And the only way to stop that is to put up tariffs. And we had tariffs since 1800, and it made America a very strong country because we didn't allow the Chinese in 1795 to send brooms in that cost them 5 cents to make that they could sell at a dollar. We wouldn't allow that.
Bob, stay there. We'll be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.